Verse 73.
وَإِذْ قَتَلْتُمْ نَفْسًا فَادَّارَأْتُمْ فِيهَا وَاللَّهُ مُخْرِجٌ مَا كُنْتُمْ تَكْتُمُونَ.
And remember the time when you killed a person and differed among yourselves about it, and Allah would bring to light what you were hiding. Footnote 109. Qataltum means you sought, attempted, claimed, or made up your mind to kill. Chapter 40, verse 29. Or you made him appear as dead. You almost killed him. They say qatalahu, i.e. he rendered him like one killed physically or morally, lame. The famous saying of Umar that uqtulu Sa'dan has been taken to signify render Sa'd like one who is, to all intents and purposes, dead. Footnote 109a. Nafsan, used as nakira, i.e. in an undefined form, according to Arabic grammar, may refer to a very important personage, mutawwil. In the foregoing verses, some of the evil practices and crimes of the Jews were mentioned. This verse refers to their crowning guilt, i.e. they sought to kill Jesus on the cross, and thus to show that according to the Bible, he was a false prophet. Deuteronomy 21, verse 23. In this nefarious attempt, they utterly failed. Jesus was taken down from the cross alive, but like one dead. For the historical fact that Jesus did not die on the cross, but was taken down alive like one dead, see footnote 2000. Footnote 109b. The clause signifies that a time will come when the truth about Jesus' death will come to light, and the mask which had so long been hanging over the incident will be lifted.
Verse 74.
كذلك يحيي الله الموتى ويريكم آياته لعلكم تعقلون.
Then we said, compare this incident with some other similar ones, and you will discover the truth. Thus does Allah give life to the dead and show you His signs, that you may understand. Footnote 110. Darb, meaning the like of a thing, lane. The verb daraba is used in different tenses, in chapter 13, verse 18, chapter 16, verse 75, and chapter 43, verse 58, as signifying comparison. So the expression idribuhu biba'diha may be interpreted as compare the condition of Jesus, in which he was taken down from the cross as almost dead, with the condition of persons who were considered dead, while in reality they were not dead, but only appeared as such. And you will discover the truth about the supposed death of Jesus. Footnote 110a. The clause may signify, this is how God gave Jesus a new lease of life after he was almost dead. Mota being the plural of mait, which means one like dead or near death, lane. Here the word mota would be taken in this sense because according to the Quran, those actually dead never come back to life. Chapter 21, verse 96, and chapter 23, verse 101. The verse may also be rendered as, then we said, smite him, the murderer, for a part of his offence. Thus doth Allah give life to the dead and show you his signs, that you may understand. According to this meaning, this and the preceding verse will refer to the murder of a Muslim by the Jews at Medina. On his arrival at Medina, the Holy Prophet had entered into a treaty of peace and mutual good relations with the Jews. But the growing prosperity and success of Islam gradually roused their jealousy, and some of their leaders, Ka'ab bin Ashraf being foremost among them, began secretly to excite their people against Muslims. A short time after the Battle of Badr, a Muslim lady happened to go to the shop of a Jew to make some purchases. The shopkeeper behaved very insultingly towards her. The helpless lady cried for help. A Muslim who happened to be nearby went to her help, and in the scuffle which followed, the shopkeeper was killed, whereupon the Jews fell upon him and murdered him. When the case came to be investigated, none of the miscreants who had taken part in the heinous act would admit the guilt, and every one of them sought to shift the responsibility for it to others. This murder of a Muslim was not an isolated, mischievous act on the part of the Jews. Their behaviour daily had grown insulting and provocative, and they were always on the lookout to create fresh disturbances. Hisham. And also secretly plotted the assassination of the Holy Prophet himself. Isaba. Ka'ab bin Ashraf was the arch enemy and the chief instigator of all these disturbances and plots. He had even gone to Mecca, and with his powerful eloquence had made the Quraysh, who were smarting under their ignominious defeat at Badr, take a solemn oath with the skirts of the Kaaba in their hands, that they would know no rest until they had destroyed Islam and its founder. Ka'ab also got widely circulated most scurrilous poems against the ladies of the Holy Prophet's family. So, for his repeated acts of treachery and mischief, and as a punishment for the death of the innocent Muslim, he was ordered to be put to death. The sentence of death was only a partial punishment of the offence, the rest of the punishment being reserved for the hereafter. By using the word qataltum in the plural number, the Quran holds the entire Jewish community of Medina responsible for the murder. For the sentence of death, however, the ringleader was marked out, the pronoun who referring to Ka'ab. According to this meaning of the verse, the words, "Thus doth Allah give life to the dead," signify that retaliation is an effective form of giving life to the dead. For in this way, the would-be assassins are prevented from further murders. That retaliation is a most potent means of giving life to the dead is alluded to in chapter 2, verse 180. Moreover, the Arabs of the days of ignorance regarded a murdered person whose blood was not avenged as dead, and regarded as living the person whose blood was fully avenged. Says the famous Arab poet Harith bin Hilza, "In nabashtum ma baina milhata wa saqib fi hal amwatu wal ahya'u," i.e., if you dig out the graves between Malha and Saqib, you will find therein dead as well as living, i.e. those whose murder has been avenged. Verse 75.
ثُمَّ قَسَتْ قُلُوبُكُمْ مِنْ بَعْدِ ذَلِكَ فَهِيَ كَالْحِجَارَةِ أَوْ أَشَدُّ قَسْوَةً وَإِنَّ مِنَ الْحِجَارَةِ لَمَا يَتَفَجَّرُ مِنْهُ الْأَنْهَارُ وَإِنَّ مِنْهَا لَمَا يَشَّقَّقُ فَيَخْرُجُ مِنْهُ الْمَاءُ وَإِنَّ مِنْهَا لَمَا يَهْبِطُ مِنْ خَشْيَةِ اللَّهِ وَمَا اللَّهُ بِغَافِلٍ عَمَّا تَعْمَلُونَ.
Then your hearts became hardened after that, till they were like stones, or harder still. For of stones indeed there are some out of which gush forth streams, and of them there are some out of which flows water when they cleave asunder. And indeed of them, there are some that humble themselves for fear of Allah. And Allah is not unmindful of what you do. Footnote 111. The murder of the innocent Muslim, referred to in the preceding verses, sealed the fate of the Medinite Jews, who thereafter became more and more hardened, their hearts becoming like stones, even worse. The verse goes on to say that even lifeless things like stones are of some use, but the Jews have become so depraved that far from performing any act of virtue out of a desire to be virtuous, they have not even involuntarily done anything that might be called virtuous. They have become worse than stones, for even from stones there comes out water which people profit by. Footnote 112. The remarks do not apply to the whole Jewish nation, for some of the Israelites were, no doubt, swayed by the fear of God. Of these, the Quran says, "Of them, the hearts, there are some that humble themselves for fear of Allah." The pronoun ha standing for qulub, hearts, and not for hijara, stones. The Quran contains several instances of what is termed intisharud damair, i.e. similar pronouns, occurring in the same verse standing for different nouns. Chapter 48, verse 10. Verse 76.
أفتطمعون أن يؤمنوا لكم وقد كان فريق منهم يسمعون كلام الله ثم يحرفونه من بعد ما عقلوه وهم يعلمون.
Do you expect that they will believe you when a party of them hear the word of Allah, then pervert it after they have understood it, and they well know the consequences thereof.
Verse 77. وَإِذَا لَقُوا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا قَالُوا آمَنَّا وَإِذَا خَلَى بَعْضُهُمْ إِلَى بَعْضٍ قَالُوا أَتُحَدِّثُونَهُمْ بِمَا فَتَحَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْكُمْ لِيُحَاجُّوكُمْ بِهِ عِنْدَ رَبِّكُمْ أَفَلَا تَعْقِلُونَ.
And when they meet those who believe, they say, "We believe." And when they meet one another in private, they say, "Do you inform them, the believers, of what Allah has unfolded to you, that they may thereby argue with you before your Lord? Will you not then understand?" Footnote 113. The verse mentions another class of Jews who always acted hypocritically. When they mixed with Muslims, they chimed in with them from worldly motives, confirming the prophecies contained in their scriptures about the Holy Prophet. But when they mixed with their own people, other members of the community would reproach them for their enlightening the Muslims on what God had revealed to them, i.e. for letting the Muslims know the prophecies about the Holy Prophet which were contained in their own scriptures.
Verse 78.
أَوَلَا يَعْلَمُونَ أَنَّ اللَّهَ يَعْلَمُ مَا يُسِرُّونَ وَمَا يُعْلِنُونَ.
Do they not know that Allah knows what they keep secret and what they make known? Verse 79.
وَمِنْهُمْ أُمِّيُّونَ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ الْكِتَابَ إِلَّا أَمَانِيَّ وَإِنْهُمْ إِلَّا يَظُنُّونَ.
And some of them are illiterate. They know not the book but their own false notions, and they do nothing but conjecture. Footnote 113a. Ummiyun signifies those who follow no revealed book. The word is plural of ummi, which means one who cannot read or write.
فَوَيْلٌ
لِلَّذِينَ يَكْتُبُونَ الْكِتَابَ بِأَيْدِيهِمْ ثُمَّ يَقُولُونَ هَذَا مِنْ عِنْدِ اللَّهِ ثم يقولون هذا من عند الله ليشتروا به ثمنا قليلا فويل لهم مما كتبت أيديهم وويل لهم مما يكسبون.
Woe, therefore, to those who write the book with their own hands and then say, "This is from Allah," that they may take for it a paltry price. Woe then to them for what their hands have written, and woe to them for what they earn. Footnote 114. There were Jews who composed books or parts thereof, and then gave them out as the word of God. This malpractice was common among the Jews. In addition, therefore, to the canonical books of the Bible, there are a number of books which are supposed by the Jews to have been revealed, so that it has now become impossible to distinguish the revealed books from those not revealed.
Verse 81.
وَقَالُوا لَن تَمَسَّنَا النَّارُ إِلَّا أَيَّامًا مَعْدُودًا قُلْ أَتَّخَذْتُمْ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ عَهْدًا فَلَنْ يُخْلِفَ اللَّهُ عَهْدَهُ أَمْ تَقُولُونَ عَلَى اللَّهِ مَا لَا تَعْلَمُونَ.
And they say, "The fire shall not touch us except for a small number of days." Say, "Have you taken a promise from Allah? Then Allah will never break His promise. Or do you say of Allah what you know not?" Footnote 115. After recounting some malpractices of the Jews, the Quran proceeds to explain the root cause of their arrogance and hard-heartedness. These evil practices of the Jews, the Quran points out, are due to their wrong notion that they were immune from punishment. Jewish Encyclopedia under Gehenna. Or, if they will at all be punished, the punishment will be very slight and of very short duration. At the time of the Holy Prophet, a section of the Jews thought that their punishment would not last more than 40 days. Others reduced it to 7 days. Jarir under chapter 2, verse 81. It is a received opinion among the Jews at present that no person from among the Jews, be he ever so wicked or of whatever sect, shall remain in hell above 11 months or at most a year, except Dathan and Abiram and atheists from among the Jews who will be tormented there to all eternity. Sale.
Verse 82.
بَلَى مَنْ كَسَبَ سَيِّئَةً وَأَحَاطَتْ بِهِ خَطِيئَتُهُ فَأُولَئِكَ أَصْحَابُ النَّارِ هُمْ فِيهَا خَالِدُونَ.
I, whoso does evil and is encompassed by his sins, those are the inmates of the fire. Therein shall they abide.
Verse 83.
وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ أُولَٰئِكَ أَصْحَابُ الْجَنَّةِ هُمْ فِيهَا خَالِدُونَ.
But they who believe and do good works, those are the dwellers of heaven. Therein shall they abide.